this, you know, a few months from now, because I would love for us to be able to look at a package of here are the recommended changes in our rules and regs. Here are our recommended changes in what property owners may or may not be required to disclose. And here's a set of financial tools that's forecast to solve the problem over some years.
The principle is good, and what we really need to discuss is the weighing of different priorities. We essentially did what you suggested with putting $7 million into housing in 2013, and that resulted in 10% cuts. We've done the same this year, putting $5 million into housing, and that's going to result in 5% cuts. So we're not going to, I don't think, until all of the urban renewal districts end and start paying out large sums of cash long after all of us are gone. I don't think we are going to have that great building in property taxes because of Measure 5. They're limited to 3%.
That revenue's already there. What Josh will tell you, and told me, is that there's some big jumps out there. It's not incremental growth. It's a big jump. As when the Pearl District, when the River District, Urban Renewal District goes away, there's a big jump in revenue, just like we saw a small version of that when we took 40% of that district and put it back on the tax rolls last year. So you're right, there are budget decisions to make in the year to year. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a tranche of revenue that grows over time, not necessarily like this, but more like that we say, we're going to take a piece, maybe you don't even take it all, but take a piece of that and say, that's being set aside for this seismic program where we're also requiring the property owner to do some things. I don't know. Let's see what the numbers tell us.
Yes, that's true. I think I wouldn't want to just rely on some future growth if there might be other immediate revenue sources that we could, a new revenue source, because certainly my takeaway from 7 years of doing budgets and being at the ONI budget last night, the parks budget tonight, it's going to be grim. So we don't have enough money to provide all the services that Portlanders want and expect, including seismic upgrades. So at some point, we have to say, no, even property taxes coming back online after urban renewal investments is not going to help. It's not going to pay for everything that we need, never mind the things that we want.
Occurs to me that I at least haven't had conversations with the school districts about the fact that they also will benefit from the expiration of the urban renewal district. So it'd be interesting to see if they're planning for that in any way, and if maybe they'd be interested in the suggestion that you just made, Mayor. In terms of if we were going to pursue a separate new revenue source, my guess is that we'd want to do it in concert with the other jurisdictions and cover a variety of things, such as retrofitting the Burnside Bridge, for example. So I can obviously more easily imagine doing sort of a big seismic bond that covers a number of things than like trying to do a revenue source just for the $68 million and for city-owned buildings, for example.
And Commissioner Ignovic, just to follow up on that, URMs are just one kind of dangerous buildings in the city. It's not the only kind of dangerous buildings. So to your point, Commissioner, we should look at more holistically what other kinds of seismic retrofits the city should pursue. Well, if there's no other questions, we'll move forward. And Commissioner, we will provide you with an updated list and we'll verify with the building owners whether or not those buildings should be included on the city-owned or city-financed list. Any other follow-up deliverables that you would like to see?
Can you give us the names of the people on the policy committee, too?
Absolutely. That's the, yeah. Yes, give me 1 second while I get all their names out. And some are actually.
You can provide it to us.
Oh, okay, very good. I will do that.
Thank you, Carmen. And
okay, thank you.
We have a momentary break, and then we have a session, I think, that's going to be in the Rose Room. I don't see where it says in my calendar. It says Council Chamber, so we're here, I guess. But it's an executive session.